More than 13 months after its launch, NASA's New Horizons spacecraft has made its closest pass to Jupiter on its 10-year voyage to Pluto. The head of NASA's Science Directorate and chief investigator for the mission, Alan Stern, says the flyby has been eagerly awaited.
Between the demise of Galileo at the end of its very successful mission in 2003 and the arrival of the Juno-Jupiter orbiter that we're all looking forward to in 2016, this is the only train going this way.
New Horizons has been taking pictures of Jupiter since January and will continue to dispatch them through June. But the close pass, more than 2 million kilometers away, is giving astronomers another detailed look at the gas giant, its rings, and its four biggest moons. A mission scientist from the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado, John Spencer, spoke of the goals before Wednesday's Jupiter pass.
We very carefully tailored our observations, so we will be not repeating things that have been done by the other seven missions that have already been to Jupiter. So sometimes we're just looking for changes.
The observations have included Jupiter's auroras and its giant red spot, a swirling, centuries-old storm larger than Earth. New Horizons advanced instruments have also peered at the planet's rings in an effort to find more tiny moons. In addition, it studied the surface composition of the big moons Ganymede, Callisto, Io, which has a volcano, and Europa, which is thought to have a liquid water ocean under a shell of ice. The spacecraft will also become the first to take a trip down the long tail of Jupiter's magnetosphere, a wide stream of charged particles extending tens of millions of kilometers. Alan Stern says the observations are intended as practice for the duties New Horizons faces at Pluto when it arrives in 2015.
We've designed this particular flyby to be a stress test on our spacecraft to work out the kinks so that at Pluto we don't learn a thing about our spacecraft. We've worked out those kinks at Jupiter, putting our spacecraft through over 700 different observations.
These observations are only one reason for the visit to Jupiter. The pass also lets the planet's strong gravity sling it away, providing a 14,000 kilometer per hour speed boost. This cuts the spacecraft's flight time to Pluto by 3 years. After the Jupiter encounter, New Horizons electronics will become dormant for much of its cruise. Mission controllers will shut off all but the most critical systems and check in once a year to test those systems, calibrate instruments, and correct the course if needed. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。